tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from North Pole Flight Command. I'm Elf Holly Berry for North Pole Radio News for SantaUpdate.com. It is now prime time Christmas Eve up and down the east coasts of North and South America, and we've just received word that Santa is now in the airspace of Brazil. It was predicted that Santa would turn south, and indeed he has. Meanwhile, we have an update on the situation in Peabody, Maine. We go now to our reporter Elf Red Stocking, who has rushed to make a report from there. Red, what did you find out?
Holly, the reports of a plot to kidnap Santa here in Peabody turned out to be true, to the surprise of almost nobody. For the better part of 50 years, there have been reported plots to kidnap Santa by citizens of this crazy town.
Well, how did North Pole Security solve this one?
A little reverse psychology this time, Holly. They wanted Santa for a two-hour window of time for a local Christmas party. So the North Pole Security Department dispatched 75 slaves to Peabody, each of them carrying a Santa Claus.
They what?
Decoys, Holly. 75 shiny red slaves pulled by reindeer, each containing a man who looked like Santa. Red suits, white beards, all nearly identical. The town people picked out the one who they felt was Santa, and he is, right now, at the Peabody Christmas party. Problem solved.
The North Pole Security Department sent a fake Santa to eliminate the threat of kidnapping the real Santa?
Brilliant, isn't it?
It's exceptional, I have to admit. But where is Elf Agent X?
I'm not sure, but I heard a rumor he's in costume at a Christmas party right now.
Oh, gotcha! Thanks, Red. Great report. From North Pole Flight Command, where officials tell me Santa can head from Maine safely now anytime he wants. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.